With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Thomas Fleming is the highly regarded historical novelist whose books include The Officer's Wives, The Good Shepherd, and his latest, Time and Tide. Time and Tide is the harrowing life and death story of the men on board an ill-fated destroyer in World War II. Thomas Fleming is a product of Jersey City, New Jersey, where his father was a right-hand man to the late political boss, Frank Haig.
That's where I first got involved in history, you might say, because all of a sudden the Haig machine collapsed in 1949, just as I was getting out of college. And it was, for us, similar to the fall of Rome. I mean, you talk about barbarians at the gates, we had Republicans.
The demise of the Haig machine made Thomas Fleming realize for the first time where he came from.
We were really in a ghetto, an Irish Catholic ghetto. I had to learn about what it meant to be an American, an Irish American, with the emphasis on the second part of the hyphen.
Thomas Fleming served in the Navy at the end of World War II, studied English at Fordham, worked on a newspaper and magazines, and then he started to take advantage of his longtime preoccupation with American history.
I wrote books on the Battle of Bunker Hill in Yorktown and biographies of Jefferson and Franklin.
Thomas Fleming's first novel was a blend of history and fiction.
I first did that in the novel Liberty Tavern, which is set in the American Revolution in New Jersey, down on the Raritan River.
While Thomas Fleming has written his share of nonfiction, he plans to continue to write historical novels. His latest book, Time and Tide, is an unrelenting chronicle of the men who lived and died while in naval combat in the Pacific, published by Simon & Schuster. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Thomas Fleming, whose latest book, Time and Tide, deals with the Navy and the Pacific War, believes that the historical novelist has an edge over the historian in writing about combat, for example.
If you don't get to a man within 4 hours after he comes out of combat, don't bother. After that, he begins to recreate what actually happened. It's so terrifying and so terrible. Well, how many men are gotten to 4 hours after they got out of combat?
That's when the historical novelist can fill in the blanks. Thomas Fleming was 17 when he enlisted in the Navy. That was at the end of the Second World War. And while he never had a shot fired at him in anger, he remembers being on a light cruiser during gunnery practice when the ship was almost blown up by a wild shell.
Later in the day, we said to one of our officers, what the hell are we doing out here, you know? He said, well, it's the end of the fiscal year. We got to fire off all this ammunition before the budget runs out.
Fleming drew on his naval experiences for his book, Time and Tide, but his research went a lot further.
I went all over the country to ship reunions and talked to veterans of the war out there, officers and men. And I went to Annapolis and talked to retired admirals and captains down there to get their feelings as they recollected them.
In Time and Tide, Thomas Fleming writes of a cruiser and its 1,300 men. The ship seems to be jinxed from the start. The battle scenes are harrowing, the sex violent. There is bravery and cowardice.
Look, I tried to show some of the dark sides of life on a ship. But on the other hand, I really tried to show what these guys endured and what they achieved, too.
Thomas Fleming, Simon & Schuster, published his gripping war novel, Time and Tide. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Much has been written about America's war victories in the Pacific, not as much about the defeats and a long, bitter life-and-death struggle with the Japanese. Novelist Thomas Fleming gives us a sense of what that war was really like in his book, Time and Tide. It's the story of a light cruiser, the USS Jefferson, and its 1,300 men.
What makes your hair stand on end to imagine what these guys were going through, taking on these Japanese battleships in the dark, just these 14-inch shells rumbling out of the night to splash all around you, and every second you're within 1 inch of oblivion.
But the sailors on board the ship are often at odds with themselves. One of the bad guys is a bosun's mate, who is not unlike a bosun's mate in 1945, who served on the same ship as 17-year-old sailor Thomas Fleming.
He was a man who used to say on my ship, on the beach I got the pretty girls, at sea I got the pretty boys. And he got them, too.
By the same token, Thomas Fleming says the vulnerability one feels on a ship during combat leads to a special relationship among the crew.
The idea of a shipmate is very, very powerful in the Navy. If you see a shipmate in trouble, you know, getting beaten up by a couple of Marines on the beach or something like that, you just go help him. That's all there is to it.
The USS Jefferson City that Thomas Fleming writes about in Time and Tide absorbs the identities of several ships, including the Indianapolis, which was torpedoed by the Japanese.
There was all sorts of routine procedures that were not followed. And the men were in the water for 3 or 4 days, and almost half of, well over half, actually, of the men that got off the ship died in the water. And it was just a horrible, horrible experience and a terrible shadow on our victory.
Thomas Fleming, his powerful novel of World War II, is Time and Tide, published by Simon & Schuster. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.